Thelkam had his miracle then. Raia hoped it would last long enough to bring Jule home, wherever he was. She gazed at her pistol, now feeling more comforting in her hand than unfamiliar, and decided she wasn't going home to Mdama just yet. Guse would have a wasted journey. Forze could call him now and tell him to stay at home. Temple of Abiding Truth, Antom. 50 meters into the tunnel, comms with Port Stanley began to break up. By 100 meters, Vaz had lost the link completely. "Can you still hear us, Dev?" Sooner or later, they'd lose Tartkart, too. BB hadn't been able to scan inside the temple from orbit, so there was a fair chance that something about the Forerunner structure was interfering with signals.
"Everything okay out there?"
"No," Devereaux said. "Do you want to see? I've moved so I can monitor the lynch mob outside."
Tartkart's forward exterior cam fed Vaz a view of the plaza from ground level, just a few hundred elites gathering and making angry gestures. But even in that big, open space, it still looked like a lot of hingeheads. They hadn't plucked up the courage to storm the temple and piss off the gods yet. Judging by the body language of the ones closest to the cam, though, they were giving it some serious consideration. The image relayed to everyone's HUD. Mal whistled to himself.
"Hingeheads to the southwest," he said, putting on an exaggerated accent that Vaz didn't recognize. "Thousands of them, sir."
Devereaux huffed. She seemed to get the joke.
"Yeah, funny, staff, but I've got to move the ship. I'll take a big loop around and avoid going over their heads, because that really won't help matters. I'm going to set down at the back of the temple."
"Is there enough space?"
"I'll make space.
Try not to damage anything, Dev.
You just make sure you exit via the back door, okay?"
"Got it. You're breaking up now, so we're gonna lose comms. Tartkart out."
Vaz replayed the footage as he walked. He wondered how long piety would stop the elites storming the place. If they were anything like humans in crowds, the whole thing would boil over in a second and they'd be in here, bent on revenge. Narrow passages. Nowhere to run. Would they open fire, or would they be too worried about damaging sacred structures? Did it matter? They could rip Vaz apart with their bare hands and just mop up the mess later. And Phillips might not have been the only person down here. Maybe they were all walking straight into an ambush.
"Phillips!"
Vaz yelled at the top of his voice, but there wasn't even the hint of an echo.
"Come on, Phillips, where the hell are you?"
"He's come this way because I can smell him," BB said. "And his fingerprints are on some of the surfaces."
"What do you mean, smell him?"
"Human sebum. Very persistent, full of heavy alcohols and hydrocarbons. No witty rejoinders, please, Mal."
Mal had his finger inside the trigger guard, so he was as worried as Vaz about what might be around the next corner. Or behind them.
"Is Phillips all you can smell? No elites?"
"Just Phillips, at least in recent weeks." "Are you using my nose?" Naomi asked. She sounded absolutely serious to Vaz. "How did you pick that up?"
"Your NBCD filters."
"Oh, okay."
Mal stopped a few meters ahead of them.
"So you're sure we haven't been down this one before, BB?"
"Positive.
But Phillips has. Keep going." "How far have we come?"
"Over 3 kilometers.
"Well, it's got to end somewhere."
"No," Vaz said. "This place could be in some part of slip space for all we know."
He looked back to check on Naomi. He didn't trust Forerunner technology after what had happened on Onyx, so he walked back around the curve of the tunnel to look for her. He found her standing in front of a carved panel, tilting her head one way, then the other, as if she was trying out different filters. There was no telling what went on with her armor these days. It had some nanite system that upgraded it when it was idling. so her hardware was as much a voyage of discovery as the Forerunner ruins. It still looked like Mark V Mjolnir from the outside, but it definitely wasn't. Maybe she liked the retro style and wanted to keep it, like a shabby but much-loved pair of jeans. He wasn't going to ask right now. No wonder Phillips has gone on safari, BB said. He still sounded as if he was doing a ventriloquist's act with Naomi as the dummy. Vaz wondered how long she'd put up with that. Have you seen these engravings? I'm recording them just in case. I hate it when you say that. These are control panels, like the ones Halsey found in the Dyson Sphere, except this isn't an emergency shelter. It's more like a command center, a garrison building. Naomi stepped back from the panel and walked away. Hey, I haven't finished, BB said. I need to use your visual feed. You can process information in a split second, and you can monitor through anyone's helmet. Oh, sorry I spoke. Vaz interrupted to break it up. So why aren't you fluent in Forerunner by now, BB? Halsey can't be smarter than you are. If you think that serial packet psychology is going to distract me from the inevitably unpleasant discovery that my fragment is utterly buggered, Vaz, it won't. Yes, BB was definitely strung out. Okay, so tell me what it says. What does the word link mean in English? Anything from a comms channel to a shuttle service. Be a dear, Naomi, and touch the surface, will you? I need to analyze that shield that's covering it. Naomi put her gloved palm cautiously on the surface. What is it? A job for a Huragok, BB admitted. Nothing blew up, lit up, or made a noise. After a couple of seconds, Naomi turned, pointed forward in the direction that Mal had gone, and walked off. Vaz prodded the surface of the panel to check and decided it felt more like the bristles of an invisible silicone brush. Mal was opening up a gap ahead of them, calling out like he was looking for a wayward cat. Phillips! Phillips! Come on, time to go home. Lots of angry hinge heads outside. Left, BB said. He went left. Right's a dead end anyway. Look, Mal, let Naomi take point, will you? I need her sensors out front. Mal stopped and turned slowly around, cradling his rifle.